be able to put my name on there? Or what specifically is it doing for me, I guess?
Oh, good question. Okay. Oh, I've got Mario to apply the rate, and then I'll answer that for you, too.
Sure,
are you with the snail, Mario?
I am, Tara. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Reed. How you doing today, brother?
Doing good. How are you doing, Mario?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking.
You know what? I hear it.
A little closer to Friday, so it gets a little exciting for me, though. I tend to speak to a lot of business owners who really don't care whether it's Friday or Saturday because they still have to work, but I'm a W-2 employee Monday through Friday, so I'm excited on Fridays.
Hey, you know what? And that's me too. Same thing. All my buddies get off and we can go do something. So.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Great.
Now, Reed, I'm going to try to make this pretty straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that.
Sure.
I like to be mindful of people's time. Again, my name is Mario. I'm one of the supervisors with the company. What we have available today is a position within the first page of Google. Just so you know, in order for us to be able to offer a position on the first page, there has to be availability, right? I mean, it's not every day that positions on that first page open up. When they do, our job is to get them filled in. So what we would do, because I know you were asking Tara what exactly we would do, is that we would put carpenter, landscaping, and property management on Google's first page. You know, so what exactly, if you don't mind giving me details of what it is that you do, Reed?
Sure, and real quick, that name actually has changed. The only thing that changed is it's not management, it's services. And I haven't had the chance to change it on every single thing yet.
No worries. We can change that for you. Okay.
Okay, sweet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, I don't know. It's kind of difficult because if I've got a client that wants something done that maybe I've, you know, not had a bunch of clients, I still can do it. I can do pretty much everything. But I like to stay in the landscape, lawn care. I really like to do any kind of hardscapes, big on power washing, staining, pretty much everything home service wise. I mean, we can do a bunch. I seal a bunch of driveways and I kind of just am all over the place, but mainly landscape, lawn care, probably.
Okay. Okay. So that's really your specialty there. The landscaping, hardscape, you know, anything that has to do with lawn care. Okay. Are you doing artificial grass or not?
No, not currently, and I'm not sure when I'll get into that.
Okay. All right. Just asking because a lot of people that do the landscaping lawn care services, they have that under their belt. So
yep.
That's the only reason I'm asking. But so this is what we would do, Reed. We would place the company right alongside of like Wilson's Lawn Care, Good Nature, Eddie Brook, Carpentry and Lawn Services, Garden of Eden, Perfection Property, and Davis Lawn and Lawnscaping. These guys, Reed, they're also some of the locals in Johnstown and the surrounding city.
I've heard of a couple of them, and I met Eddie Brook one time.
Oh, there you go. So they do very similar, if not the same work that you do, Reed. The only difference that sets them aside and why they keep, you know, quite busy and are pretty reputable is because they come up as first options on Google's first page when anyone is searching for any services. Because the way that we list our clients is based on keywords, right? Nobody's going to go on Google and type in carpenter landscaping and property services. You know, what the customers do, or even myself or yourself, when we go on Google, we type in what we're looking for, right? Whether it's, you know, a restaurant, a location, or whatever the case is. So when someone goes on Google and they put, hey, I need hardscape or I need landscaping, lawn care services. Carpenter Landscaping and Property Services is going to be one of those top recommended options. Okay.
Sure.
And the beauty of it is that once you're on that first page of Google, it's not like, you know, Larry or Joe can come and say, hey, man, you know, I can pay you more money. Can you move Reed out of there? Doesn't work that way. Once you're there, you're there. Okay.
Sure.
Now, the other thing I do want to ask, brother, is have you set a website for the company, or you haven't got to that point yet?
I do have a website, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, is that website yours, Reed? Are you paying for it? Is the domain yours, or how are you operating that?
So the domain is not mine. It's a jobber domain.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. But you do have access to it, I'm assuming.
Correct, yeah. It's my website. I mean, I can pretty much do everything I want with it. I just pay for the service, so they use their own domain.
Okay, perfect. And is it same as the company name? Is it under management or services?
That actually is a great question. It should be services, but I might not have changed it yet.
Okay, I can let you know here. Let me
do a little research. Let me take a peek here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to open it back up here.
Let's see here.
It's, okay. I have it as just Carpenter Landscaping, and then, yeah, that's all it is.
Carpenter Landscaping, okay.
And then it'll be .jobbersites.com.
Okay. Let me look at it here 1 second. Okay, not bad. Okay. Now, here's the thing, Reed, and I just want to be transparent with you, brother.
Sure.
The site is not bad at all, but when you have a website and it's not creating traffic for you and it's not being viewed by people, then it really defeats the purpose, okay? What we would do is that we would place that same website on the first page of Google as well, where it's going to be viewed by many, many people, obviously. Because that's what you want a website for, right? The website is to generate business, right? So now, I mean, I'm not saying it's not being viewed, but the way that your website is currently set up is like almost having a billboard out in the middle of the desert. You know, it's just really not going to be seen by many people, right? So we get that billboard, put it in the middle of the highway, and world of a difference. Now, are you on any type of social media, Reed?
So currently I'm working on that. I haven't fully finished any of it yet.
Not yet. Okay. Perfect. Okay. The reason I'm asking is that Google has a partnership with Facebook. Well, with Meta. Meta's who runs Facebook. So
mm-hmm.
Part of the services that we also render, we would build a business website for you through Facebook, Reed, and then we would run Facebook ads on Facebook as well for Carpenter Landscaping and Property Services. Not sure if you're familiar how Facebook ads work or if you've done them in the past, but if you have your own Facebook page, you know, if you've been on Facebook going through your friends or, you know, just checking out the, you know, posts or whatever, suddenly, yeah, you'll get these commercial ads that pop up, you know, for people that do,
I've seen them.
Plumbers, yeah, exactly. So it'd be the same concept, brother. Carpenter Landscaping and Property Services will be popping up for people in Johnstown and the surrounding cities on Facebook,
sure.
Okay? We also work directly with Apple because Apple has a partnership with Google, so we would list you through Apple. For anyone that uses Safari and uses Siri, We list you on Alexa. And then lastly, we're also working with AI now, because everyone is using the artificial intelligence.
Yep.
So we're listing our clients on there as well. Absolutely. Definitely getting popular. I mean, at the end of the day, the bread and butter, and I'm going to be just straight with you, it's on that first page of Google. I mean, that's, you know, when you're on that first page, I mean, the cake is big enough to go around, you know, so
yeah.
that's where it's at. So let's talk numbers, you know, what the pricing is for the service. You know, people always think that it's Google and, you know, it's going to be crazy pricing. It's actually quite affordable, Reed. It's $299 per month on a flat rate. Okay.
Okay.
So, the only thing you do pay the first month is a $99 setup charge. That's across the board for anyone that joins the business to get on that first page. You pay $99 with the first month of service, and then every month after is $299 flat rate. So, what sets Google aside, Reed, from, you know, third-party vendors like Angie's List or Home Advisor or Thumbtack is that these leads are not shared, and these calls will be coming directly to you, right? So when the customer is searching on Google and they call you, those calls, you know, are going to be dealt directly with you, right? There's going to be no intermediate. You're not going to have to be chasing down a client. You're not, you know, having to pay for leads that are not turning over into jobs. So it doesn't matter how many calls you get, how many jobs you land, that $299 per month is going to stay that all the time. Okay. And
yeah.
Here's the other thing. There is no contract involved, Reed. And the reason, because I have people ask, well, why isn't there a contract with Google services? I said, because when something works and something actually really works, there's no need to tie someone down to a contract. The customer sticks around on their own.
Yeah.
You know, and we've been doing this for close to 25 years. You know, I mean, we have clients that have been with us for 15 plus years. And again, they have no contract, but as long as the services are being fruitful, you know, our customers stick around. And what we're looking for, Reed, is to build a long-term relationship with our clients. We don't want to go short-term. And we know that the only way of doing that is making sure that this is working for both of us, right? So the other question I do want to ask you, Reed, is are you in a position now where you're able to handle more business if it comes from the Google platform? I mean, do you have the crew?
Well, so currently it's been just me for a long time, and I
okay.
don't know when I would okay. be available to hire another crew out right now.
Okay, so basically, I mean, you're willing to do work as long as it's not overwhelming. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay, okay. Do you ever plan on bringing on board more people?
Depending on the type of work that I'd be getting, yeah.
Okay, all right. Bear with me here 1 second. Let me put that here on the notes.
Okay. I have a fantastic question for you.
Hey, man, those are all free, brother. Go ahead, man.
All right. So if I'm on Google and I just look up, like, landscaping in Johnstown.
Okay.
So currently, I already have a business account with Google, and my name does come up.
Okay. Let's see.
Obviously, I haven't finished it, and I'm working through a bunch of different things and doing bids at the same time, so it's going to take me some time to finish everything. So my name already comes up, but I'd like to know, when you say first page, how many people are on that first page? Because I'm only seeing, you got 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, and that's about it. And you're saying there's room on there.
No, there's definitely room on there. Here, let me show you. Let me log in here myself. Give me 1 second. On the first page of Google, the normal slots, it's anywhere from 10 to 12. Slots on the first page. I mean, if it was only 4 companies, I think you're looking at the sponsor section of Google, which that would make sense. Now, the GBP that you currently have, is it under Carpenter Landscaping and Properties Management, or is it services?
I'm going to take a peek.
Because when I look under management, I popped up a different phone number. that's not yours.
I mean, yeah, it is management right now. I haven't finished it, I guess.
Okay, hold on a second here.
Does
it have the LLC attached to it or not?
Correct.
Okay, one second. Give me one quick second here.
Okay. I'm currently changing it to the services right now. One thing that I needed to do a long time ago.
Yeah, we're able to handle that for you. I mean, you know, we move forward to working with you here, Carpentry. I mean,
yeah, I gotta fix a lot of it, but yeah, that should be the front page and spot.
Okay, I'm seeing your listing on Yelp. I'm seeing your listing on Home Advisor. I'm trying to figure out why I'm not picking it up through our platform here on Google. Because when I type anything into the box, I mean, we have back end access that should be able to generate this right away, and I'm not sure why it's not. Let's see here.
What are you looking at?
Carpenter Landscaping, and then Ann, the symbol Ann, Property Management, LLC.
I'm going to try that myself.
And then I'm putting Johnstown, Ohio. Oh, there it is. I just found it. Okay, here we go. All right, so you're not, you know, it's not coming up under Johnstown. If you look at it under Johnstown, I don't think it registered for you under Johnstown.
It is.
Let's see here. No, I said when I looked it up. Landscaper. Okay, yeah, you're right. There it is. Okay.
Just look up landscaping in Johnstown. Now, it's obviously not on the first page. I obviously haven't finished it. I don't have all the reviews and all that done and set up.
Yeah, but so on the business portion, yes, you're already... See, if you go to the business side of it, you're going to find the 12 listings that I talked to you about. The 4 listings are on the sponsored LSA section, which is the local service ads. That's under what's called Google Guaranteed and Google Verified. The first one's on the way top. Those you pay per click, right? When customers are clicking on your ad, you got to pay per click on those. Okay, so it's different than the local services that you're looking at, which is where the little red pins come up, the little like red dots. That's where we would be listing you on the first page. I mean, 92% of searches start and stop there either way. But yes, so in order for you to get on the first page, you know, do it yourself. I mean, it takes organically for you to do it that way. I mean, it could take you 1 year, 2 years, to get up there. I mean, you're right. You can do it on your own. You know, I mean, it's not something, but if you want to be on the first page, right, without having to wait that time amount for you to generate reviews, for you to generate, I mean, you look at some of these guys, they have, you know, over 100 reviews, 4.9 stars, 5 stars. So, I would say that 95% of these guys are working with an SEO company to keep them on that first page. You know, it's not impossible to get up there organically. I don't want you to misunderstand me, and I will never BS you over that, right? But
yeah,
it is very, very difficult to do it on your own to get up there. I mean, it's possible. I'm not telling you it's not, but to run a business and then run the SEO on the back end, I mean, it takes a lot of investment on your end, right? I mean, I know you're a fireman, you know, you do other things, you're running the show. I mean, for you to invest another, you know, 6 to 8 hours a day on marketing by yourself, again, if you have the means to do that, why not, right? But again, paying $300 a month, the ROI on it, it pays for itself, Reed, the return on investment on it, you know, and that's what we do, you know, again. So, I mean, if it's something that you are interested in, I mean, we can get the ball rolling and get you up there, get that website of yours up there. If it's not, again, you know, I just want to make sure I'm being respectful of your time, brother, you know, because,
I appreciate explaining that to me.
Yeah, I mean, you do have a GBP already, a Google Business Profile, but you still cannot be found, right? I mean, you can see it took me, you know, typing in this a couple of times to locate your profile, you know, so
right. We
facilitate that by somebody just typing in, you know, lawn care or lawnscape, and then Carpenter Landscaping and Property Service will pop up on that first page. So, you know, you let me know. I mean, is this something that, you know, that interests you?
It definitely would. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it now. Pretty much because of the work that I'm already currently doing. I don't have the time to finish everything up in that sense to be able to have that up and going and then have the crew going and everything. I really don't have the facilities to be like a big company yet and getting leads like that. So I don't really have a reason to do it right now.
Okay. I mean, it's not like we're going to overwhelm you with work either, bud, right? I mean, we're not going to, you know, give you so much work that you're not going to be able to know what to do with it. I mean, it's not one of those things that just because you're on Google, you're going to become a millionaire from one day to another. I mean, it definitely does not work that way either.
Sure.
You know, I mean, one of the things that I would say, I mean, if it's within your budget and you're able to do it, I mean, we can help, and giving you, you know, maybe in a courtesy adjustment since you are, we do provide, courtesy discounts for our veterans and first responders. If you wanted to give it a shot, here, let me just let you know what I'm able to do at least. I mean, I think that once you see how services on Google work, Reed, I think that you won't need to be using any other platform. I mean, like I said, I think that the success rate is just quite awesome. What I could do for you, I can waive the $99 setup charge. And then the monthly service price, I can drop that down to $249 for you, brother. You know, so you can try out the service. And that will still be on a no contract. It would be month to month. Okay. And obviously, you know, you're going to stay with us, obviously, as long as the service is providing you the work. And again, the beauty about having Google is that, you know, you'll be able to have that luxury of picking and choosing what jobs you want to do and which you don't.
Right.
You know.
And here's the thing. So, like, I haven't been able to finish my business profile yet. I haven't been able to finish my,
You don't have to worry. Yeah. You don't have to worry about that, brother. We'll take care of all the back end work for you. As far as the profile, the GBP, we'll finish that for you. You know, we will get you, we would push the Google verification through. Again, we've been doing this almost 25 years. We are a premier channel partner to Google. And the verification and profile process for us is quite, it's simplified for us. You know, and we get that pushed through for you, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, the business profile isn't even close to being finished, nor is the website itself. I mean, I need to make it all look professional and look good.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, you're saying that you guys do that? I don't.
Yeah. So one of the things that we can do, I mean, while you work on your, on the website, here, let me send this over to you so you can have an idea. We can actually build the website for the business that looks really nice and very professional, and I would include it for you under that $249. Here. And we'll have that website completely up and running in anywhere from 5 to 7 business days. I just sent a text message over to you. Let me know if you got it, brother.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, if you open that up, it's going to give you a sample of the website that we're able to build for you. See where it says Four Elements Landscape and Design. Obviously, the title would be Carpenter Landscaping and Service Management, which is another thing we
right.
can change the name on the GBP on your profile for you. You don't have to worry about that. And then right underneath that, obviously, we'll list the services that you provide, right, all the services that you do. If you have pictures, you know, you'll send those to us. It's very simple. We'll put them on the website.
Okay.
And here's the thing now. Because we work under Google guidelines, okay, and this is another thing that you might really like. If for whatever reason you say, you know what, guys, thank you for the opportunity. I really liked it, but, you know, now I want to part ways, which I don't think that you would want to do that after you see how we operate and, you know, what we're able to generate for you. But if for whatever reason you did want to part ways with us, under Google guidelines and regulations, we're obligated to sell that domain rights to you for a one-time payment of $99.
Okay,
for the website.
Yeah, so then the website would be mine. So here's my
that
question.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
So my Jobber website already currently looks pretty damn similar to the website that you have.
Mm-hmm.
On there, I just need to tweak a few things.
Mm-hmm.
So then at that point, then I could just use that website.
That's absolutely correct. Yep, absolutely correct.
Okay. So I could be using my website then, because I mean, I already pay for that service, so I might as well use it, right?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, yeah, I just wanted to let you know, brother, that was the other alternative that you had. But yes, I mean, if I paid for something, you better bet I'm going to use it. You know, I'm not going to pay these guys, you know, whatever money it is, which I'm sure it wasn't cheap. And then not utilize it. So yes, we would actually use your site as well.
Okay. It is interesting. I will say that that's definitely awesome, and it's probably
yeah, man.
Probably
and
a good
and
ROI.
Here's the thing, man. Go ahead. I'm listening.
The biggest problem I have with it is obviously in my area you've got probably 30, 40 landscapers within a 10, 15 mile radius.
Okay, and there's a solution to that. So in your area, you're right. You guys are quite saturated with the services that you provide. So what we are allowed to do in these type of situations, we would extend the visibility for the profile, which is the GBP, it's your discretion, but we can extend you up to 50 miles out from Johnstown.
Okay.
So you don't have to stay in Johnstown. Obviously, I would say that you still want to do work there if people call you because you're going to pop up on the first page, but having a broader audience, it's going to work a lot better for you because now you can tell us, okay, hey, I want to come up in this city, in that city, as long as it's within that 50-mile radius, brother.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
I mean, look, this is what I would say, man. If you're able to, you know, afford those $250, give it a shot, man. You know, I think you're going to be pretty happy with the results. At the end of the day, what matters is, you know, the results. I mean, actions speak a lot louder than words. I mean, I can sit here and tell you whatever sounds nice. At the end of the day, you know, results are going to be the ones that speak a lot louder, brother. And we're very confident.
I mean, really, the only thing that matters is that if you're spending that $250, is that if it's going to pay for itself and more.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And like I tell customers, and I'll tell you the same thing, I said, look, being on that first page of Google does not mean that one day to another you're going to wake up and you're just going to be a millionaire. I mean, that's not the case.
Right.
You know, I mean, you get all these other companies that, you know, want to bring down the moon and the stars and feed you all these BS just so that, you know, you can sign up because they're working strictly off of a commission check. And the difference between us, which I normally don't share, but is, you know, we don't work off of a commission check. So whether you get this spot, Reed, or, you know, Larry or Joe grabs it, it does not change what I get paid. So there's no reason for me to try to, there's no incentive behind trying to BS you.
I got you. I've heard it from a few. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. How did the spot end up opening? Is that something that
Let me tell you, being here so many years, man, I can tell you this much, is that for us it's quite obvious when positions become available, it's either because the client received too many bad reviews, a client either was skipped out on a couple of months of payment. Unfortunately, because of private and all these laws, Google does not disclose that to us. You know, I mean,
okay.
we're not able.
You guys don't know that, but.
No, we can't. I mean, we can, because if they did, then that person will have the right to turn around and sue, right?
If
it's like, hey, man, you can't be putting my business out there. So we don't know the exact reason. Once a spot opens up, we get notification as a premier Google partner, and hey guys, we need to get this spot filled in, and then that's when the calls start to generate from our marketing team, which is where you got a call from Tara today. Her department places the calls, and then, you know, when we find somebody that's ideal to work with us on that first page, then they send it over to our department, and then we offer you the pricing and so forth. But yes, unfortunately, I wish I could, you know, tell you straightforward, hey, this is the reason. I would. I mean, I'm not going to start this by lying to you. I have no idea what the exact reason was, but
yeah.
I have a few ideas that could likely be it, you know?
Right.
But,
Give me just a second here.
No?
Give me just one moment.
No, take your time, brother. Don't worry. I'm here for another 3 hours, so no, take your time.
That's awesome. I'm for another 14.
Yeah, I don't know if I can handle that much, brother. I'll tell you that. I mean,
it's not too bad. I don't mind the 24s. They're not too bad.
Hey, so are you so you're also like a paramedic, if I'm not mistaken, right?
So I'm an EMTB currently. Eventually, I'll be a paramedic.
Oh, okay. My oldest brother is a peace officer. And, I don't know much of, I don't know any firemen, but I come from a long list of not only peace officers, but nurses, like registered nurses and stuff. And I know that for the most part, they probably deal with a lot of the stuff that you guys deal with.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We see all kinds of stuff, man.
It's crazy. I don't know if I could do the job, man. You know, see people dying and all that stuff. It definitely takes, different type of person, you know, to be able to sleep at night after seeing all this stuff, man. You know, especially if you work in the tough areas, you know, where there's like a high crime rate and stuff, man.
Oh yeah, we work. That's where we work. Right where all the crime is.
So EMT, so you're driving the ambulance right now.
Yeah, that, and then and obviously being a fireman, you ride the engines and ladders too.
Oh, okay. So, hey, I don't mean to jump off topic, brother. Just curious, what's the difference between an EMT and a paramedic?
So, basically, it's just qualification. So, the paramedic is in charge of the ambulance. When we're on a run, they basically make all the calls unless you have their boss come in, which would be an EMS officer. So, basically, as an EMT, you are acting underneath of the paramedic. The paramedic is telling you things to do, and you can only do so much. Like, they are the only ones that can give IVs. They're the only ones that can make the calls. They're the ones with the computer that make the reports. You are usually the driver. You usually get all the vitals, and if it's like a cardiac arrest, you're the one that does all the hand work, like chest compressions and breathing.
Oh,
paramedics
okay.
are getting med. They just have a larger, like they have more of a qualification, so they can do a lot more.
So you can't start someone on an IV yet?
No, no. So unless your medic feels comfortable enough to let you, they are allowed to do that. Certain states, certain places are different, certain townships, there's all different. But if they, since they're the in charge, they are allowed to let you do certain things, and sometimes like IVs, if they feel comfortable with you and you guys have practiced.
That's interesting. That's interesting. I didn't know that. Thank you for sharing that, brother.
Yeah. It's definitely something that you don't, not everybody gets to talk about and hear about. So we love explaining our job. It's fun.
That's awesome. I would love to do
it. I have a question for you.
Oh, go ahead, brother.
So this service, I guess you would say, would be like an SEO service.
Yes, we do SEO. That's correct. It's part of the service that we do. I mean, aside from doing the listings on social media and then running the ads through Facebook and listing you on that first page, yes, we also do search engine optimization, correct.
Okay, so you guys are doing – so basically what you're saying, what's included with that $249 a month is you guys basically run that Facebook – You would like run the Facebook ads, correct?
That's correct. So we would obviously with your help, because we want to make sure that, you know, we're posting something that you like, right? I mean, we're just not going to throw something on there.
Sure.
Yes, we would be running the ads on Facebook. That's something that we're going to do for you. You don't pay additional for the ads, which is great, because let's say you do them on your own. You would be paying, you know, quite a bit of money to Facebook directly.
Yeah, I mean, it really just depends on how frequently are those Facebook ads posted with that $249 a month.
We allocate $100 from that $249 to Facebook. Because we've been working with them for over 20 years, the ads for us come at a very, very cheap rate compared to you, right? So let's say you did it on your own. You're looking to pay anywhere from $8 to $10 per ad. I think we're paying about 30 cents per ad.
Okay, yeah, because I remember looking at it, and I think I was going to allocate, like, I think it was going to be a couple dollars a day for certain days of the week.
Yeah, and normally it's, if you get a deal with them, you can probably get it for, like, around $6 a day. You know, so... you even look at that amount, you know, paying around, you know, their good rate, you're paying $180, so almost $200 just for Facebook alone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can
right.
figure, you know, you're paying us $249 and that's already included. I mean, you know, with all due respect, it's usually a no-brainer. Like, hell yeah, man, let's, you know,
right.
for $249, it includes also Apple. Remember that Apple services are included. You know, especially that AI service that is working fantastic for clients. They love the whole AI. Everybody and their mother is now using the ChatGPT or the artificial intelligence.
Which is definitely true. I mean, this is I mean, AI is huge right now. I use it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to figure it out because, okay, so how much money is going towards the Google SEO then?
$149 we're going to allocate. Normally, it would be quite a bit more, but I adjusted the pricing for you, brother.
Okay. So you've got $100 going towards the Facebook ads and then $149 going towards the SEO.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And The biggest thing, like I said, is my business, it's not really like finished, and I don't do, it's kind of, I've kept it very small over the years. So, work-wise, I don't get, like, right now, currently, I'm only doing a few jobs a year. You know, I mean, I do more here and there, but it's just me, like I said. So the biggest thing is if I'm doing, you know, $250 a month and there's time where I don't get anything and it doesn't pay for itself, then, you know.
Well, here's the thing, Reed, and I mean, let's just be realistic. You're going to be one of the recommended options on that first page. For you not to get anything, I mean, somebody must have put a spell on you or something of that nature, right? I mean, when you're part of that first page, everyone gets a piece of the pie, brother. I mean, obviously some more than others, right? But, you know, for you to say that you're not going to get anything, I mean, you'll be the only one on the first page. Then what's the point of being on the first page? You know, I mean, so the services definitely pay for themselves. You know, especially that your return on investment pays for itself. At $249, it's, I mean, I don't want to use any words that are not appropriate, but it's one of those things where that particular concern that you have should not be a concern, brother.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate that. I guess this would just be, let me see. I'm trying to look it up here again just so I can see it.
No, take your time, man. Don't worry. Like I said, I'm here for another 3 hours. I'm an hourly employee, brother, so.
I get you.
I sat here before and talked to guys for 2 hours, man, and then I get a message from my director. Hey, man, what's going on? Yeah.
Hey,
I'm like, hey, man. I said, the customer's interested, has a lot of questions.
So you would work with, here's how I'm, the Facebook ads, would that be something you guys just set up and then send to me to kind of overview and look at it?
Yeah, so what it's not done by me particularly because I'm not an IT guy, brother, but our IT department is the one that's going to help create that for you. And then what happens is that, you know, once it's created on Facebook, they will get with you and say, look, this is what we have for the ad. This is what's going to be going on Facebook. Obviously, you know, you get to, you know, look at it. And then what happens is that when that person on Facebook decides to call you, it's going to work the same way as Google. They're just going to hit the little phone symbol and it's going to connect them to your cell phone. Now, if you're not able to answer the call, we definitely recommend to set up a voicemail because a lot of these clients will leave you a voicemail and then you get back to them when you can.
Yeah. So I probably, like, this is my personal cell phone, so that's always been a problem too, but I...
No, and you know what? That's another thing that I was just going to ask you. It's funny, you jumped the gun on me there. If this is your personal cell phone, what we'll do is that we will provide a tracking number that will still link to your phone, but it won't put out your cell phone number out to the business, you know, out in the public.
Oh, okay, so you guys provide that too.
That's absolutely correct, sir. Yep.
Okay, that's awesome. And I have, so Jobber also does that as well. They, like I said, they do the same thing. Like, that would be one of those things I'd have to figure out too, like what their number is going to be.
Yeah, it's no worries. I mean, we can always change that at any point. I mean, we can do many changes. I mean, the difference is that you would be working now directly with Google services, which includes all these other features like Facebook and the AI and Apple. And at the end of the day, I mean, what you're really looking for is just to make sure that you're getting your return on the investment on that $250. Like I said, it shouldn't even be a worry, you know, because the investment that you're putting in, it's a very, and I'm not saying this in any bad way. I mean, it's just a small amount, brother. You know, I mean, it's you know, so that's why I'm telling you, man. I don't have, I mean, I think maybe if I was commission-based like these other guys, you know, I'd try to make everything sound so much more than what it is, but I can, I can tell you that once you see how the services work, I think you're going to be sticking around for long-term, man. And, you know, especially if, you know, you have windows of open time, I mean, that, you know, you even be able to do more work. And, I mean, I think that ultimately the goal is probably to hire somebody to help you at some point.
Yeah, which I think I already have somebody that would, and I'm not terribly worried about it. I probably have a couple people that.
So that's even better, right? Because the days that you're not able to fulfill the job, you can say, "Hey, buddy, you know, go ahead and go do this one for me," right? And then you're just you're just collecting and then paying that person their work hours. I mean, that's you tell me that's the way it should be.
Yeah. All right. I'm just looking it up here. So. And then would you guys be able to, because I want to also do power washing?
Yeah, so Google allows up to 15 keywords, Reed. So
nice.
Power washing will definitely be one where if the customer goes on Google and types in that particular keyword, we would also be able to generate your company to pop up as well.
All right, sweet. Okay, so. That'd be great, because right now, if I'm looking, there's only one in Sunbury. It looks like there's one in Johnstown and maybe one out in, like, St. I don't even know where it's, Fredonia. So I would be, like, one of the four top. And how does that usually work? Like, if somebody looks it up, say, from, like, New Albany power washing, and it pops up, how would that usually look? Like, where is my name going to be on the list? Is it just going to be kind of...
It's going to be somewhere within that first page. Keep in mind that, you know, as long as it's within that 50-mile radius, we will be able to generate you popping up as one of those top recommended options. So one of the things that Google allows us to do is making sure that, you know, as long as you're under those particular words, you know, you would come up, right? Again, I want you to understand when I say first page, you know, it's on the first page. It doesn't mean that you're going to be the first one on the first page. So,
right.
You know,
no, I just.
Okay. Yeah, I just want, you know, I don't want you to call me back and say, "Hey, Mario, I'm not the first one there," you know? but you will see yourself on the first page. And like I said, man, as long as you're on that first page, in the map section, you know, the cake is big enough to go around, brother.
Right.
But our goal, and I'll tell you this, what we do for our clients is to get you up there, right? The longer you're with us, the more we work with your account to boost you up to those first and second slots on that first page.
Okay. All right. And how would it look like setting all this up? Would that be just like
Yeah, no. Matter of fact, I'm here. I've been typing quite a bit of information you've been giving me as we've been speaking. So what's your first name, Reed? Is it just R-E-E-D?
R-E-I-D.
R-E-I-D. And what's your last name, brother?
Carpenter.
That's, you know, it's funny you say that. I sort of thought that I didn't want to ask, but I said,
yeah,
okay.
You like that, don't you?
I do. what's a good
my father's footsteps.
There you go, brother. There you go. Okay.
Oh yeah. Ran a business for about 35 years or so.
Absolutely. All right. And what's a good email address for you, brother?
Do you want my business email or do you want my personal email?
No. I take your personal one because this is where we'll send the confirmations and anything that we need to send over to you will be sent directly here. So, your personal one will probably be better. We're not going to list this on Google. But whatever you prefer, whatever you have, you know, more access to, I guess will be more accurate to say.
Yeah, I guess I probably check my business email more than
anything. Okay, there you go then. All right, what's the business email?
So it should be carpenterlandscapingllc@gmail.com, but let me just make sure.
Okay, I'll tell you right now if it's a valid email. It is a valid email because it'll tell me right away on my end when I type it into the
Yeah, that's it. That's me.
Okay, perfect. All righty. And then the 740-973-5801, that's a good number, right, where the customers can reach you at. Obviously,
yeah,
that's not going to be the number
that,
listed.
That is, that's my personal email or phone number.
Phone number, yes. Okay, don't worry. We're not going to list that. It'll be a tracking number. Okay. And then I'm changing this over just to make sure. Carpenter Landscaping and Property Services, LLC.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, bear with me one second here. And then what's a good what address do you have, I should say, register for the business? Don't worry, for safety purposes, we would also never list this on Google. It's just in case we ever send any correspondence.
Yeah, sure. It is 8764.
Okay.
Rouse, C-R-O-U-S-E, and then Willison, W-I-L-L-S.
Spell that one more time. I'm sorry, brother. I did not hear you. My apologies.
You're all right. 8764 Krause, and that is C-R-O-U-S-E, and then Willison, W-I-L-L-I-S-O-N, Road, and that should be Johnstown, Ohio.
And that's, I have a zip code popping up for me, 43031.
43031, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me here one quick second.
Not a problem.
Alrighty. Okay. And then I do have to create a password for the account, brother. This is just in case you call us, we call you, you want to make a change, you want to upload a new picture. We need to make sure that we're speaking with you and you alone. So there's three security questions. You can choose one. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
That's a good one. Trying to think of my mother's maiden name, because that would probably be the best. But if I can't think of it off the rip, that's probably not going
to
be great.
Yeah, that's probably not going to be great if you don't know the answer to your own security question. That's going to create an issue.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what was it? Ah, I can't do that one. The pet thing, that'll change, so that could also be a problem.
Have a mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name? How about city you were born in?
Yeah, city I was born in probably worked better.
Okay, go ahead.
Columbus.
Columbus, okay. All right, bear with me here one second. Perfect. Columbus will be the security password here. Now, the pictures that you do take, for some of the jobs that you've done in the past, do you have those on your phone, or where do you have them?
A lot of them are on my phone, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, tomorrow, it's funny because, you know what, I don't know anyone with your name except for Malcolm in the Middle, which I don't know if you've seen that.
Malcolm, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. One of the kids is named Reed.
Yes, he is.
But I was like, where have I heard that name before? And I just remembered. Sorry to jump off topic, man.
Oh, you're good. That's funny.
Tomorrow, I just looked at our IT guys' schedule. They are actually, we are booked out tomorrow, but Friday I have an open schedule for them. So Friday, you'll get a courtesy call from one of the IT guys. They'll call you from our operations team. What time on Friday would you have about 30 minutes to spare, brother?
So I'm talking with a guy on Jobber Friday at 9:30 in the morning, probably for, I would say, about an hour, and then that would probably work.
Okay, so
maybe 10:30-ish.
Okay, give me one. Hey, you know what? Matter of fact, before I just guess, let me look at their schedule while I have you on the phone here. This will be pretty quick, brother. Let's see here.
Sure.
I have 11 a.m. Open. Would that be okay for you?
That'll work.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, stand by here for one second. Let me get that locked in here.
Not a problem. Why is it doing this?
Yeah, brother, I know this is a tough question, and I don't mean to get involved in things that, you know, are probably none of my concern, but I just, have you ever had somebody pass on you on back of that ambulance?
What do you mean? Just
yeah, anybody who has expired on you on back of the ambulance, you know, while you're transporting them to the hospital, has anybody ever died?
Yeah. Yes.
Man, see, that's where your job will get very difficult for me. I mean, man.
I've had a few times where you get on scene and they're already gone too.
Oh, like DOAs?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, like...
Had a good bit of it.
Yeah, see, all of that stuff is just, man, I mean, more power to you, brother, and thank you for what you do, you know, but, man, it's...
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's what we do, it's what we train for.
That's awesome, man. Hopefully you become a paramedic pretty soon, man, and that's pretty awesome as well.
A couple years, I probably will, yeah, a couple years.
Hey, Reed, if you don't mind me asking, brother, how old are you?
Well... Most people usually guess. How old do you think I am?
Based on your voice, I would say 27.
All right. That's pretty average at the guess. Yeah, most people high 20s, yeah.
Okay.
you're going to be baffled.
Dude, I'm
20.
You're 20 years old?
I am 20 years old currently.
Well, I'll tell you this much, man. Whatever your mom and dad did or whoever raised you, brother, that's amazing. Because at 20 years old, for you to be handling all that, you know, the EMT, running your own business on the side, becoming a paramedic, I mean, somebody did something right, man. Aside from yourself, obviously.
They definitely did fantastic. Dad had me working early in the years. Like I said, he ran a concrete business for 35 years, so.
Awesome. That's awesome. You said you had a question for me, brother. Go ahead.
I did. Let me think. What are we going through, like, with figuring out, like, questions and stuff? What is that?
No, this is everything that I'm sending over all this information over to the IT guys, because on Friday, all they're going to do is create the content, the website, and the ads on Google. They're going to start working on all of that. So I send them all this information, and then they get the ball rolling. Okay, so that's why I get gathering all this info, because I got to send it over to their department.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they'll start doing.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They're
brother.
Making all the ads for me.
Yep.
And my Google
yep.
business profile, like I said, if I go ahead and do this, are they going to finish that out for me and then show
yes,
me
they
what
will.
Done?
Yes, they will.
How
Absolutely.
Does that
all
work? Because I mean,
yeah.
Because I haven't done it yet, and that's a yeah. big stress for me right now, trying to figure out everything.
No,
finish
no,
it
no,
up and
you know what?
Finish up my like Facebook profile.
Yeah, allow the you know allow our IT guys who are guys that do this for a living, you know, and they're the professionals behind it. They'll take care of it for you. They'll submit all the
okay.
requirements. They'll fix the profile, and then they'll notify you right away if something needs to be done on your end. But for the most part, they'll be able to handle it for you, brother. So don't even worry about that.
Okay, because if I go ahead and do this, I really want everything to kind of be streamlined to where I don't have to worry about the online marketing part. That's the biggest if I was ever going to do this, that
mm-hmm.
would be the thing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this much, man, without sugarcoating anything for you, and I'm glad that you're addressing this to me, all these worries that you have, brother – I can tell you this, once you start working with us, you're just going to be like, man, where were these guys at, you know, a few months ago when I was having all these headaches, you know?
Yeah,
because the
biggest problem right now really is marketing.
Yep. Yeah. So
that's a huge problem with the business.
Yeah. So we've been, again, we specialize in the marketing portion of it, you know, so all the back end work, you know, we are going to be able to run all that for you. You have nothing to worry about on the back end. The only thing that we would need from you is if we ever need like any pictures or anything to upload, you know, just for you to make sure you send them within a reasonable time. Right. So that's all we need from you. And obviously for you to. Okay. Perfect. Now, in order to get the ball rolling, Reed, the company does allow you, to satisfy that 249 two separate ways. So there's two ways that you can do it. You can either take care of it with a company card if you have one for Carpenter Landscaping, or you can use a personal debit or credit card. Which would you prefer?
Okay. So I don't have a company card, so I'll probably use my debit.
Okay, no worries. Because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, the card has to say the exact name on it. If it does not, our system will automatically reject it. So does it say Reed Carpenter, or does it have a middle initial on it?
It has a middle initial of J on it.
J. Okay, so Reed J Carpenter. Perfect. All right, stand by here 1 second, brother.
Yep.
Okay, and is this a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
This is a Visa.
Visa. Okay, bear with me here 1 second. Let me go ahead and change that on here. And then you do have access. I want to make sure you have access, and I want to verify this with you. Carpenter Landscaping LLC at gmail.com.
That's me.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure because you'll get the confirmations right away while we're on the phone. Okay. All visas start with a number four, brother, whenever you're ready.
Yep. All righty. So you've got 4867.
Okay.
And then 9600.
9600. Okay.
Yep. And then 7231.
Okay.
And then 6804.
6804. All right. And then the expiration date, brother.
Correct. 0229.
Okay. And then there's something called the CC code. It's going to be three digits located behind that card.
Yep. Yep. 734.
Okay. All right, Reed. Stand by for me while I verify that the card that you provided is a valid one. So just give me 1 second.
Oh, it better be. Because that would be a huge problem.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's not,
that's
brother.
That's where I get paid.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, I know. I'm just saying it better be.
All right. And then just bear with me here 1 second. I have to make some price adjustments here for you as well. I just need to get some authorization codes to override this because I need to remove some of these charges.
And that 249, does that stay that way?
Yeah, that 249, see, that's the other beauty of working, you know, with Google services, that 249 is never going to change. Even, let's say, you know, just because you're doing better doesn't mean that we're going to bump up that price for you. That's a flat rate, brother.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that price will never change. It's never going to go down either, but it's never going to come up.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here. Stand by. All right. And then I do have to read our disclosure to you, which is pretty brief. Of course, the company wants to make sure that everything that you provided today is correct, so I just have to go over this with you. Before we process the payment, Reed, I do have to go over with you what's called a voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we'll be sending this to you in writing along with your invoice. So if at any point you have any questions, feel free to ask me. I'll be more than happy to verify or answer any questions for you. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification, a direct channel partner to Google. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. And, of course, it also works as an added form of protection for you. To make sure that I do have everything correct on my end. Can you please verify the name of the company?
All right. The name of my company, legally, with the state of Ohio, is Carpenter Landscaping and Property Services, LLC. Now, legally, I think they spelled out and. They don't have the logo and.
Okay, okay.
Now,
perfect. Let me put a note on here.
Now, I use the logo. Okay. But I think they spelled it out as just my
no worries.
For all
we
my
can,
legal documents.
I'll just verify that with our IT guys, but I think we'll be able to leave it with the little symbol on there. Not a big deal.
Yeah, like the ampersand symbol.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's good
yeah.
your advice.
Let it just looks cleaner that way.
It does. You're absolutely correct. Okay. All right, bear with me here. Let me put a note on that here because I want to make sure that we're aware of that. Okay, perfect. All right, so that's going to be Carpenter Landscaping and Property Services, LLC. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
All right, my name is Reed Carpenter. I am the owner, operator, CEO.
Thank you very much for that. Okay. Okay, and you are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Carpenter Landscaping and Property Services, LLC, correct?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And you are the authorized party to use the card and billing information that you provided, correct?
Correct. That is my card.
Okay. Thank you, brother. I know some of these questions, you know, they're sound a little silly, but we have to verify them. I hope you understand that.
No, I understand it, because especially if you got a bigger company and multiple people you're calling, it's possible you could get the wrong person.
And I hope everybody understood that. Okay. All righty. To get results as fast as possible, we also ask that you are involved in the growth of the company, Reed. For this reason, we ask you if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
I do.
Okay. Keep in mind that your visibility will increase now, being part of that first page results. For this reason, if you did get calls from anyone who's offering you the services, keep in mind that we have a security question and answer in place for you, which I believe it's Columbus. So if you ever wanted to verify that it's us, keep in mind that we will always ask if we call you what your security question is. So if you ever get a call and somebody can't answer that, you're like, wait a minute, yeah, don't want to continue this conversation. You know, so just a heads up
sure.
on that. Okay.
And do you guys use the same phone number every time?
All the time. All the time. Absolutely. And matter of fact, here, I'm going to send you my my direct number as well, so you can have it in my direct extension. So if you ever need any help,
okay, that'd be great.
I want you to reach out to me, Reed. And if for whatever reason it's something that I'm not able to help with, I will definitely get you over to the department that is able to help. Because, I mean, like I told you in the beginning, I'm not an IT expert. So if you call and say, hey, I want this switch done on, you know, the website or so forth, that falls out, you know, outside of what I'm able to do. But
sure.
I'll definitely make sure that you get the, you know, the correct help. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Which I appreciate
okay.
that.
Absolutely, brother. In addition, when you get the call from the technician, it's going to be this Friday, they will ask you again, you know, if you have any pictures, if you have insurance, and it's optional. If you have it, you can send it. If not, not a big deal. But you have an LLC, so that's awesome. Anything that, you know, they ask you if you have it, make sure we ask that you submit it within 7 days. Sometimes clients, you know, it doesn't happen too often, but sometimes people take their sweet time and then wonder why things are not done. You know, and it's like, hey, well, you know, we haven't received the picture that you want on the website. How can we list the website without that picture? You know, so.
Sure. Yeah. That makes sense.
Do you agree to submit items that are required from you within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Your payment for the initial term has been adjusted, and it will remain the same as a courtesy. We were able to adjust it because you are a first responder, and on top of that, as a supervisor, I gave you a little extra discount on the monthly service price. Okay, so
which I appreciate a lot.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. I mean, like I said, if I'm able to help, I do it all the time, man. As long as you know the people on the other end are also nice, because believe me, sometimes. Well, I mean, even you, I'm sure you even, when you're out there helping people, you're still helping them, and I'm sure you still get people that are knuckleheads, you know? Yeah. See, I don't mean to jump off the topic again, but I can't even imagine going out there rendering aid and then somebody talking smack to me. I'm like, dude, what the hell? Like, I'm here to help you, bro.
Believe me, we get it every day, and we get people that tell us how to do our jobs and that we're not doing it right. And it's interesting. It's interesting how many people call and they just don't care.
Yeah. See, that there baffles me, but okay. I mean, it is what it is. Your initial payment will be. I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
You're good.
Okay. The initial payment will be processed today, which is March 11th, for the amount of $249. That's going to be the monthly charge moving forward. This amount for the first month is non-refundable because we will get things started immediately. We do ask for a three-month verbal agreement. Again, it's not a contract. What Google wants you to do is to see the biggest potential that you'll have being listed on the first page. Once you're with us for those 3 months, I can tell you that you're very highly likely going to be with us on a long-term basis. Doesn't mean you're not going to see results, within that time, but, you know, that's what we ask for. Just keep in mind that the next payment, will be due, April 11th, and then I already adjusted it on the system to where it's going to be $249 every month. Okay, that's not going to change. And then we're going to run the SEO.
Thank you. And that's the 11th every month?
11th, correct. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be doing the SEO for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, put it down. Write it down on your, on your notes or, you know, whatever. Again, you can discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting our customer service number. If you want to write this down. 877.
Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
877-635-6225.
Canceling within those first 3 months, of course, you could see a term fee, but if you, to prevent charges, what we ask is that you, if you ever did want to, stop the service, that you do it, at least 3 days prior to the renewal date, by calling the customer service number. But, like I said, brother, I don't think that canceling is something that you're gonna wanna do once you see how, you know, the services operate. I'm gonna send that, email over to you right now. Let me know if you get it, brother. Bear with me here one quick second.
What is your guys' business name again?
Local? It came over on the text message that I sent with my information. Local and then Splash, like a splash of water. We are a direct channel partner to Google. So you want to write that down, direct channel partner. No, you're perfectly fine, brother. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. Okay, all right. So the payment went through successfully. Now I'm waiting for that email. It's showing me that it's processing. The email, it's gonna say we need.
Unfortunately, that is me. Do I still have you on here, Mario?
Yeah, you do. You do. I hear a big loud speaker back there.
Yep, unfortunately, that is me, so I am going to have to go.
Okay, you know what? Can I call you tomorrow early, or when can I call you? Because I need to make sure this gets done, so that way when you speak to the IT guy.
Yeah, not a problem.
Can I call you in a couple of hours? Do you think you might be free?
I would say give me about 30 minutes. We'll probably be back. This is just a personal assist, so we're probably going to help somebody up, and then we'll be back.
Okay. You know what I'll do, Reed? I'll give you, let's say, 45 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. All right. And I just need you for maybe 2 or 3 more minutes, and then we'll wrap it up till Friday. But I'll give you a call back, brother. I won't hold you up again. I'll give you a call back in about 45 minutes.
All right. Thanks, Mario.
All right, no, thank you, brother. Okay, bye-bye now.
All right, bye.